Good morning, good morning, good morning, people. I'm one half of the Man to Man Pod. Got my co-host Antoine Bethea. He'll be in here in a minute. He's already in here, but this buffer right here, man. Hey, October 18th, 2021, Overreaction Monday, week six. Got myself, Darius Butler. I don't know who the hell this is on the other side. Who is this, man? Who we got on the other side of that? Oh, man.
Hey, what's going on, my man? You can hear me?
I hope your spectrum act up today and humble your ass.
Hey, what's up, my man? How you?
Hey, man, welcome to this beautiful Overreaction Monday. How was your weekend, B? How was your weekend, man?
Hey, man, fantastic weekend, my brother. Fantastic weekend, you know. Some good family time. And, you know, was able to sit around and watch the games yesterday and, you know, make some picks on this good NFL Sunday. So, great morning, man. Victory Monday, as you can see, you know, what, 11-3, man, get out of here. 11-3. Man. But I'm good, man. Hey, I'm here to enjoy the show, D-Bud. That's all. That's all.
Hey, man, so a lot of good football play yesterday. A lot of good picking, a lot of good gambling. I'm not even going to speak on my record because, you know, my co-host had a great day today. You know, I had my moment in the sun last week. We're going to obviously talk about that. We'll talk about the Chicago Sky, WNBA champs, first time. Candace Parker won another one. Khalil Copper, the finals MVP. I hate that they had the game on Sunday, you know, everybody's locked in what we were locked in on. Let me see these records, man. Okay. What is that, man?
What? 13 on the money line? You know what I'm saying? Hey. You was on your shit last week, you know. 13 on the money line. Y'all about to start bad with AB. Go ahead, D-Buck. Go ahead.
Nah, you got it, man. You got it.
Nah. Go ahead, man. Shout out to the Chicago Sky, man. Candace Parker going back home and bringing the chip back home, man. I know she's feeling good. I know she's feeling how I'm feeling today. You know what I'm saying? Lou.
Y'all probably feel very similar today.
Nah, I can definitely say I know she feels way, way better than how I'm feeling. Being able to go home and bring a ring back home, she's feeling. I know she's ecstatic right now.
You got some notes from the championship too. That Tone sent our producer. You know, huge WNBA fan. First title, like I said earlier, in Chicago Sky franchise history. Khalil Copper, finals MVP, Candace Parker, first year in Chicago, her hometown, brought that chip home. Franchise came into existence 06, overcame a 14-point deficit to seal game four in the title. And Chicago's first pro championship period since Chicago Cubs and first basketball title since Jordan, obviously, back in 98. So, shout out to Chicago Sky, man. I think they came into a 60. When I was in Connecticut, went to one of the games against the Sun and the Chicago Sky. And Sun actually won that game. I think that was the last one. They lost in a minute. But on NFL football, man, NFL football, I put those records up again. I know AB had his record up earlier, which was, you know. Woo. Hey, I ain't going to lie. Hey, that shit look good. 9-4. Hold on. What four did I lose?
9-4. Hey. Bet with AB, man. Hey, look, I ain't going front, man. DB, man, you doing a hell of a job with your 59-34 record against the money line, and you 50-43 against the spread. You're doing a marvelous job. You know, last week you had a great week, 15-1 against the spread. But this week, 13-0 against the money line. We got one more game tonight.
We got one more game tonight.
Buffalo and Tennessee, you know, hopefully, you know, 14-0. How many times have you seen that?
I was about to say, would this be the first one? I know I don't know if we've ever had one of those. I think we did, matter of fact. I think one of us had one last year, but it's been a
– Who was that?
It was probably me, to be real. I don't know. We got to go back in the archives. It's probably me and shit, but 13-0, potentially 14-0, unless the Titans have a huge upset tonight. We both got the Bills winning. We both got them covering. I think it's
Hey, shout out to you, Tone. I appreciate you, my guy.
Hey, Tone, boy, you something else, man. So, this is the game, Mr. Line tonight, 4-1 Buffalo Bills at Tennessee Titans, 3-2 Tennessee Titans. Bills favored by 5.5. Like I said, we both picked Bills to win it, Bills to cover. I'm anticipating a good game. I almost went with the Titans to cover. Matter of fact, did I go with the Titans to cover? I know I was going back and forth, but I hopefully I cheated off AB homework because he's on one this week.
Hey.
So yeah, I got the Bills covered.
I do too, man.
Yeah.
I still think the Bills are going to win this one, man. I think they're going to cover. That offense, the team is playing really well, but Josh Allen and company, man, they really playing well. They putting up some points. On the board week in and week out. You know, I think week one, it was a lot of questions. Hey, is Josh Allen, you know, is he falling off? And obviously he's showing us that he's the real deal. He's definitely in that MVP conversation.
Absolutely.
But I'm looking forward to see Derrick Henry too, though. You know, he's been keeping up with his pace from last year.
Which is unheard of, bro. For a running back to be doing this, what is this, 3-4 years in a row, probably at least 3 years in a row. This dude is in the Offensive Player of the Year, really MVP running. He's clearly the most valuable player on that team. But,
yeah,
I mean, that's wild.
Yeah, so like you said, I think we're going to have a good one, though. I think we'll have a good one tonight. Hopefully we can get another win in the left column. Yeah, 14-0. I might pop something. 14-0. My boy, I know how you was feeling last week with the 15-1. You was feeling good. You was
high. I ain't gonna lie. I was feeling good. I was smelling myself. But you know, I felt like I won with class. You know, I felt like I won.
Hey,
everybody came with class. Everybody.
Hey, you know me. I ain't been here before. I ain't been here before. I'm not winning with class. Like that's for somebody else. Like when I win, I'm gonna be happy about my wins. I'm not winning with class.
So it's safe to say you're completely against the taunting rules. Had a couple
completely against it. Completely.
I'm still trying to figure out.
Go ahead.
Now I'm trying to figure out what is fourth, because I had the Giants covering. That was an L. Obviously Chargers. That was an L. I'm trying to figure out what is fourth.
Tom does a great job keeping tally, man. He does a great job keeping tally.
Oh, Steelers. Steelers was three. Oh yeah, and then Thursday night with the fucking Bucks, man. So yeah, you on it, Tom. You on it. My bad. Spelling, I got to check you on the spelling time to time. But that math, yeah, it's been on point on that math. I can't front.
Nah, man. But the taunting rule, man, I think we've been talking about it. Everybody's been talking about it. It's garbage, man. It's garbage. You got grown men out there playing. You want to entertain. That's what the guys are out there to do, to entertain. Yep. That's what that taunting comes with that. Taunt comes with that. And like everybody else says, like, you know, if you don't like it, do something about it. Stop me. You know what I'm saying? So I hate it. I hate it. Obviously, they still. And then again, they pick and choose when they want to do it. Because, I mean, obviously, yesterday, the Dallas game.
CD?
I don't think that was a taunt, though, was it?
Yeah, it was definitely tough. I feel like the game was over at that point, though. Like, you know, it was over. It was every overtime they scored. And I don't know if they do it after scores, because matter of fact, we had A-Rod, speaking of MVPs and taunting, he went to end zone in Chicago. It was some fans, you know. I allegedly he said it was a young lady in the front row giving him double birds, and he let her know, "Hey, I still fucking own y'all."
But that ain't taunting. That's speaking truth. he spoke the truth. I know we don't like to hear it a lot nowadays.
I loved it.
Hey, me too. And then even with the CeeDee Lamb, like he caught the touchdown pass, and you know he jogged in the end zone. Yeah. Like he jogged in the end zone.
I would have pushed his ass too, though.
I mean, as you should. You should be. You should. You got beat. You got beat for the game winning touchdown.
That man, the Cowboys, man. So back to that game. I know we're watching it. Shit, that the ending of regulation. You had the pick six with Diggs. Then Mac Jones came right back with the big score. And then they went to overtime. Cowboys, man, they 5-1 now.
Yeah.
Lost the first game, ran off 5 in a row. They the real deal?
Real deal. Real deal. Holyfield? Say it again?
No, I said they real deal, Holyfield.
I think so, man. I think so. You know, and I think after since week one, like you said, they ran 5 in a row, and they're showing you like they can win it on defense, they can win it on offense. Or they can be in a game like yesterday when they're going back and forth and they can make the plays. Trayvon Diggs, he made his play on the pick six. Offense came and made some plays. So, again, as we talk about complimentary football, so I think they are the real deal. You know, I was watching the game, some coaching decisions that's a little shaky right now. Mm-hmm. But as far as what we see as far as the play on the field, hey, I think they're serious right now.
Yeah, they're showing one thing. They're showing grit week after week, you know, winning in a variety of ways. And that's kind of when you can tell the contenders who can go out there and win. Okay, sometimes it's going to be, oh, we got to win a run game. Sometimes we're going to be outplayed on the box score, but we still find a way to win, like that Chargers game. And I feel like historically for the last decade plus, the game they won yesterday are typically games they find a way to lose. And like you said, even with the coaching, you know, you're leaving time on the clock, you're doing this, you're doing that, they still overcame and found plays. And that last play, the last series of plays, I don't know if you were listening, if you were somewhere where you could hear the call, but Romo was kind of calling, like, hey, man, they're running the same play. Same play. They came back and ran like the same play like 2-3 times. And soon as CD took off across the field and saw on that other side that there was no safety help, no corner help, he threw that hand up. Dak did a great job. A lot of quarterbacks in that situation, maybe a slight overthrow, maybe it's a little underthrown. Like, he gave him a very catchable, very easy ball. And like you said, CD went in, jogged in, gave him the wave at the end, and won in grand fashion. They got the win. They got the cover right there. So, I mean, they're winning. I think this year that's 6-0 against the spread for the gamblers out there. They're undefeated against the spread right now. So, Cowboys are like the real deal, man. Finally, everybody talk about them all day, every day on these sports shows. So finally, you know, they got a squad, a mob worth talking about, man.
They got 11 more left though. So
a lot of ball left.
A lot of ball left. A lot of ball left. And shout out to Trayvon Diggs, man. 7 picks in 6 games, man. Right now, my defensive MVP.
Yeah, definitely defensive player of the year for sure, man. I was on I jumped on Chris Long's Green Light Pod last night at halftime during Sunday Night Football. He was asking about Diggs. Like, hey, man, you know, I know everybody just see the picks, but is he – you know, is he playing good football? Is he doing that? Is he locking up, strapping? And, you know, he's not doing what, like, Revis did, like, you know, just completely eliminating guys and eliminating sides of the field. But he's making a splash, at least one splash play every play. And I told him, shoot, as a pass rusher, if y'all get home once a game, hey, y'all a Hall of Famer. Y'all were highest paid player. It's a beautiful thing. So he on pace right now for 18, 19 picks. So, I mean, if he keeps anything close to this pace, it's going to be tremendous. And as a coach, I take that every day of the week. We give Dak and that offense an extra 1 or 2 possession game. That's going to bode greatly for our success. So shout out to Diggs and what he's doing, man. I've never seen nothing like it out of the gate ever.
7 and 6 games?
7. What do you got? 2 to the crib?
2 to the crib. 2 pick sixes.
I mean, he got a – that's already – a tremendous season right there, worth of production. 7 interceptions, 2 touchdowns. Most guys don't get in the end zone twice in their career on defense.
Man, I got in once.
And you played 14 of them, so it's
14.
It's crazy. You know what he's doing, and obviously, what you know, you playing for the star. But I feel like if he was doing this anywhere, you know, the team's
oh, yeah,
and he's doing it with the Cowboys. I mean, you're gonna keep hearing about him, and rightfully so. What was another game?
Oh, well, shit, Baltimore and Chargers. Right, go
which
to
game
it.
You want to get? Baltimore I was about to say Chargers. What game go you want to go to, man?
Go to it. Baltimore and the Chargers. They made your man look average, real average yesterday. Real average. Shout out to Lamar and the Baltimore Ravens, man. 5-1 out there doing their thing. Don't bet against Lamar. You seen what they did against our team. Down 19. They come back and get a victory. I mean, don't get me wrong. Justin Herbert, he nice. He made that boy look real average. Lamar Jackson, man. Real deal. 5-1.
Hey,
Lamar. Ain't nobody trying to hear that shit, D-Bug. That boy Lamar Jackson was beat yesterday. Nobody trying to hear that shit. Be quiet.
Man, I went into it. Oh, what was it? Saturday. Saturday we did the picks. I said, hey, this is the one week. It's probably the only week all year that I can't give my man the edge at quarterback. I said that. If Lamar, what he's doing.
But you still went with him.
I went with him. I did.
Yeah, so that means nothing. But
that was because of defense.
You still went with him.
That was because of that. Man, they put up 6 points, man. The defense came to play. Lamar's defense came to play. That was the difference in that game. Herbert did not come to play. I mean, 10 o'clock game for him.
No excuse, no explanations. No excuse, no explanations.
Coming off of that game against the Browns where they gave everything they had and more. You know? And I should have known, too, because they got a bye week. You know you kind of get to that bye week trap game. Where you know you got that bye week coming
now. Now, don't give it. You can't give excuses to him if you're not going to give excuses to Sam Darnold.
No, Sam Darnold just stinks. I mean,
okay. No excuses, no explanations, man.
Those two guys aren't in the same conversation.
Hey, Lamar, boy, they looking good, man.
And there's no Lamar got 16 guys on IR with the Ravens, so it's Lamar ain't making no excuses. So I'm definitely not making no excuses for anybody. I'm just saying, you know, I should have known better. Not to bet against Lamar in this.
So what was you betting with on that? What was your final decision?
It was the fact that the Ravens defense gave up 400 plus yards to Carson Wentz the week before on Monday Night Football. So I'm like, damn, okay, if they did that to Wentz, Herbert coming in the building, I know he's gonna put up these points the same, but you know, different matchups. And the defense played. I want to say the first 3-4 possessions, I was at my sister's wedding. Shout out my sister, Brianna and Jason. They, you know, had their nuptials, had a beautiful wedding yesterday. So huge congrats to my sister and my new brother-in-law. But, I was on the side, like the commercials, you know, on the phone. My brother phone trying to watch the games. And every time my brother was going with Lamar, in Hollywood, that's his people. So he was every time I
small
saw him,
guy.
Yeah, so guy. Damn, I already knew what time it was. That defense was balling. Lamar was pitching a perfect game. So hey, no excuses, no explanations, man. The Ravens team looked damn good. Coach Harbaugh doing his thing. Wink is figuring it out on the defensive side of the ball, and Lamar is he about to have his Baltimore jersey retired in the year with how he playing. God damn.
I love to see it, man. Young boy out there doing his thing, man. And the city of Baltimore, man, they love their ball. They love their Ravens.
Oh, yeah.
But I love to see it, man. But again, like you said, Jay Herbert, man, definitely still one of the top young quarterbacks, top quarterbacks in the league right now. But, he took one on the chin yesterday.
Definitely.
Pretty sure they'll bounce back. But, hey,
best thing for them is a bye week right now.
Bet with AB.
Hey, I can't argue with that right now. I cannot argue with that. Your record.
Hey,
right
let's go
now,
to another game, man.
Hold on, let me peep your record one more time. So you 63-30 and on the season, money line 52-41.
Hey, I'm gonna tell I gotta start hollering at some companies, man. Y'all come holler at me, man.
Too many people.
Y'all come holler at me, man. I could be getting these people paid out here.
AP, man.
I get these people paid out here.
Straight up. Let me see who this.
Look at it. Let me take this junk off. Put my Scotty back on. And then tonight.
So every Saturday afternoon, y'all tune in. That's our third show of the week that we do. We go Monday and Thursday live, and then Saturday is pre-recorded, but we have it out Saturday afternoon with all of our picks for the winner, and then it gets the spread. AB did pull a little finesse this week.
Hey, last minute decision.
Last minute, he got, I don't know whose Texas phone or what inside information, who he did, but somebody, hey, Tone, I need a last minute switcher. I need the Vikings. I know I had the Panthers. I need the Vikings, though. Give me Vikings.
I was at a little situation, and you know, one of my comrades who's connected in the city.
You got
the talking. Hey, Tone, I need to make a quick switch. I need that ASAP, baby.
Hey, so y'all stay tapped in to Twitter feed, all that, because new information does come around, does come abreast. And he made a switch, but it led to a 13-0, most likely a 14-0 week. We shall see, though. Anything can happen, man. We saw Jacksonville get the first win. Got to talk about that. Got to talk about that game. It was, that's what we opened up the week. I think that's the last game in London this year. But Jacksonville Jaguars got their first win. Urban Meyer's first win as NFL coach. Trevor Lawrence's first win as an NFL quarterback. And our fifth loss this year as a Dolphin. Tua came back in the lineup, didn't play terrible, had some turnovers. What's your reaction to this one, man? We both picked the Jaguars going into this game. So it was no surprise for us.
No, it wasn't. And just thought that, the Dolphins, they weren't playing well at Jacksonville. We just felt as though, I felt as though Jacksonville was going to get their first win. I think Jackson, they've been playing tough. They've been playing hard. Just couldn't really get over that hump. And with Dolphins coming in and playing the way they were playing, I just saw this could be a great opportunity for the Jaguars to get in that win column. And as you can see, they would get that win. I'm surprised by the way the Dolphins are playing this year. I think they had 10 wins last year. And for them to for them to come out this year and be 1-5 at this point of the season, man, I'm very surprised by that.
Yeah, that O line is trash. To say it lightly, O line stinks. That's definitely not the only issue there, but they got either the biggest or second. I think them and the Giants are top 2 point differential. They like minus 68 or something crazy like that. I don't get it. I definitely didn't see this regression coming. I know Tua was banged up, your quarterback was banged up, but no excuse, no explanation. You gotta figure out how to win some ball games and compete in that AFC East. And the Patriots aren't having a great year as well. Only team really in that division who's balling right now is Buffalo. So if they still got time to turn around and get at least second in that division, I don't think they make the playoffs this year, especially after losing to Jacksonville. But like we said, both said going into the game, this game was kind of prime for Jacksonville to get their first win. And sometimes it's not all about football, because one of the things we talked about was what was going on in Las Vegas with Gruden.
Yeah,
and how much attention and how much distraction that took away from that Jacksonville locker room with Urban Meyer and everything that was going on with him the week previous. So that helps. That helps. Yeah. You don't have to come in that building every day, because when you're in the building and locker room, you're like, hey, eliminate the outside noise, do this, do that. And that's tough to do, especially when you got a young ball club and new coaching staff. So I'm sure that was a lot easier for them to just focus on football, and they all the way across the pond. So they got their first win, man. So I'm definitely happy for those guys. It's always a good monkey to get off your back. You don't want to go defeated through a season. Detroit's still fighting. They still trying to figure out how to get their first one. We went over picking these games. This wasn't even much of a conversation with the Bengals. I think they were 3.5-point favorites. Any surprises here with this game, this outcome?
Man, boy, stop. No surprises here, man. Cincinnati Bengals, man, playing well. Detroit, man, is trying to find that first win. Coach came out and said he need to get more from the quarterback position. Jared Goff, tell him he need to step up, play a little bit better. But I just think it's all around. Yeah, you know, I just think the team just has to play a little better. But you know, week in and week out, we see the Detroit Lions playing tough, playing tough ball. This past week, though, yesterday, it wasn't that. But no surprises here.
Yeah, I can imagine that shit starts to win. I know 1 year in Indy. We didn't start out 0-for for like a long time, but we were like, you know, 1-2 and something. We lost like probably 5-6 games in a row, and that was the first time in my career that it had happened. And it gets harder and harder to – I mean, everybody, you know, loves what they're doing and all that, but it gets harder to come into that building. Coaches looking at each other's players. People start pointing fingers. The media obviously gets in there and tries to fracture things. So, man, it can kind of get to that point. I know you dealt with the Peyton.
0-14.
Yeah. So,
but because then you got to think about it. If you don't have that locker room, or if you don't have the people in that locker room, it could fall apart real quick, right? And then especially when you're coming into the office and you're coming into the building, and you continue to hear the same thing. It's like, yo, just keep working hard. Eventually, it's gonna turn. Just keep coming in, doing the right things. You on eight? You like, man? Obviously, the right thing ain't. It's not working. Like, you know what I'm saying? But in your mind, mentally, man, it could be draining. It's like, look, man, let's switch some up. You know, I know at times we used to tell coaches, like, hey, let's switch the schedule up. Like, if we practicing in the afternoon, let's practice in the morning. You know what I mean? Like, let's just switch some up and throw a wrench in this thing. But you know, I've been there.
And it's got to be extra tough for a new head coach. You're trying to, you know, bring a new culture and all these different things. So it's harder to get through to pros, especially college guys. You got up for 4 or 5 years. Like, they got to listen. They got to buy into the shit you're selling. It's harder to continue to try to get your program and your stuff through the pros and for them to trickle that down through the locker room. But, you know, we'll see. Year one for Dan Campbell. I don't think he cried in the presser. We talked about, but you know, it is what it is.
Yeah.
What else, man? What else? What other games?
Man, I don't know what you was thinking about.
I already know what game you was talking about.
I don't know what you were thinking about, and you're a guy that if somebody would call me and be like, look, I need some guys at a round table that I can talk ball with. I'm like, oh my God, deep butt. But you made this pick on Saturday.
And I was on Arizona before I switched. Damn COVID.
Hey, and what I tell you, I said, look, this is going to show how good of a team Arizona is, right? And I was thinking about this morning. It's like, you know, what are my talking points going to be when we get to this game? But it's like, I think it shows a lot about what Kingsbury is doing over there, right? Having a new play caller come in and call a fairly good game, right? So it's
first time ever calling a game in the NFL.
Exactly. So I feel as though I think we've been at it where, you know, you have some coaches like, no, this is my way. This is how we're going to do it. But I feel as though when I'm looking at this, it's like, okay, he's taking, you know, everybody's opinion into consideration, right? So mm-hmm. You sitting in that room say, hey, coach, I think this could work. Now, he might go with it, but I think, you know, he might be sitting back listening to, okay, well, how can I make this team better? And at the end of the day, that's what it's about. It's about the team. How can we make this team better? And again, I told you, I'm like, no, I think this would be big for Murray as well. You know what I mean? Like your head coach out, your play caller is out. Mm-hmm. How you gonna react to this?
Quarterback coach is out.
Yeah, so for them to go out there and put 37 points up on a good defense, man, it speaks volume about that Arizona Cardinals team and what they got going on in that building.
Yeah, it might be time to stop calling this defense a good defense, though. I know coming in on paper, you know, they made the investments there, you know, but these last few weeks, you know, they needed them more. They haven't shown up. You know, we just talked about the Chargers. If I'm on a defense and my offense put up 500 yards and we lose the game, like we look at, and then we come in this week and we got a play caller who, and now they had a couple turns, made a couple stops, and Baker put them in some bad situations as well. But I think that defense needs to hunker down and start playing better. And I got a good friend on that Browns defense, and he because I damn near always pick against the Browns because of one of the first things I look at is the quarterback matchup.
Yeah.
And this was a clear lean to Murray.
You had something in your eye this week.
The only reason I thought was the COVID thing, like quarterback coach out, play call out. I got to
eat the players. The players, man.
I should have known better. I'm going to hit my guy as soon as I bet on y'all. But they still 3-3, man. They still got a chance. But the Cardinals, man. The Cardinals, they better start putting some respect on their name, man. Because they were underdogs coming into this game. And the Browns were down both of their starting tackles. They were down Chubb. And now they lost Hunt. So you're in a situation now where, hey, Baker Mayfield hurt, but I feel like he'd be throwing a little gas on that shit when it's time to, because there's times when he out there, when shit going left, it's like, he's showing up the press conference with the sling on. I feel like it was a little LeBron
I can't even give him that.
So this is the time where six. You got Lamar Jackson in your class. You got Josh Allen in your class. Those guys are elite, putting their team on their back. This is a moment where they're going to need you for these next few weeks because Hunt looks like he out too. So you got to show up, big dog.
Yes, sir. I agree with you, big buck.
You got to show up, man. Matter of fact,
pick the Browns.
The damn Browns. I was tripping, man. But matter of fact, hey, man, you holler at people, man. Let me go take your break, man.
Get out of here. Let me talk to the people, man. Let me talk to the people, my good people. What's going on? Holla at me, man. I was feeling myself early this morning, man. I'm back to reality, man. Back to reality. Y'all ask me some questions, man. So my man get back. How your team's doing? Are you happy? Are you upset of how your team is playing this year? I know it's been a lot of good ball, though. A lot of good ball. Did we burn the trucker hats? Nah. Trucker hats always in, baby. As a Browns fan, this is hard to watch, but it's Baker, not that guy. We're going to see. Like D-Bud just said, you know, you got Lamar Jackson putting his team on his back. You got Josh Allen putting the team on his back. You got a young Justin Herbert out there balling 4-2. Baker is a decent quarterback, but he might not be that guy. And again, you know, I think I kind of mentioned this before. I think all teams, all organizations, franchises, fan bases, they want to have a great quarterback. But those guys are tough to come by. And again, you know, I think these next couple weeks could really show who Baker Mayfield is as a leader, as a quarterback. So we're going to see. We are going to see. Music Lover 71, if you serious, man, let me know. I don't know if you serious right now. Gavin Haynes, Geno was playing well. He was playing well, you know, towards the end. That boy TJ Watt is a monster. He coughed the ball up, but Geno was playing well. The Steelers couldn't stop that run in the second half. They was toting the ball, toting the pill, and I'm eating up that clock. So, but Geno did fairly well, in my opinion. Hold on. Authentic, man, it's rough over there in the Giants. As far as cleaning house, they brought some weapons in on the offensive side of the ball last year. Defense was playing well. It might be that time. It might be that time. Again, I don't know if they have the patience for that. As far as organizational wise, I don't know if they have the patience to be like, hey, we're gonna clean this thing out. And you talking about cleaning house, you talking about a lot of weapons. Saquon, you know, on the receivers. So that's something that you got to really dive into and look and say, hey, is this the right formula that we have here? So,
man, oh man.
Hey, don't tell him. Hey, don't tell him, David. Don't tell him. Don't tell him. Hey,
you want a quick 30 seconds? You want to go do a wardrobe change?
Nah, I'm gonna rock this one out. You know, it's getting a little warm in here.
They're gonna be clipping this shit up. They go, what you like about to do?
Hey, but
this man with 13-0 right off of my week, boy. I tell you, see, competition, that's what competition do, man. It bring the best out of you, man.
Hey, Tennessee Mike, what kind of shot you giving the Titans tonight? Hey, I'm giving them a shot. They got a run game.
42. Casamigos.
Tennessee Mike, your defense gotta come to play, man. And again, you know, even with the offense, I know we used to always talk about the meat room when we going against a high power offense. One way we can, as a team, we can help that, hey, get that run game going, eat that clock up, and keep Josh Allen on the bench. Because if he's out there torching people,
what's your shot, man? You take shots, right?
You, man, what's my name?
Nah, I know you, because I know we used to go out sometime. You'd be pump faking. Better sip it on a blue moon for 2 hours. Hey, you be having a frost on your cup no more. That's when you know you babysit some shit. Ah! double Henny privilege neat. Probably with like a can of Red Bull on the side if I'm planning on being on some bullshit that night. 42 is a, you know, that's undefeated.
Man, if y'all drink tequila, and they should come holler at me after I give them this shout out here. Fortaleza.
What's it called?
Fortaleza. That tequila so smooth.
You got like order or it's in the liquor stores?
I be going to a liquor store out here. It's not in like, you know, depending where you from. But Fortaleza, if you got a solid liquor store or spirit store, they should carry it. Now you might not find it in your ABC store. But you know, if I'm drinking and taking shots, that's what I'm doing.
For the lazy, y'all ain't heard that one.
Yeah, I'm gonna send you a picture of the bottle.
Let me check that one out.
Back there, but lazy. I ain't about to get too much pub on here.
Not for the free ski.
Not for the free ski.
Let me see, man. We got the question. Actually, you know what? Shout out to UK, man. We sent y'all the Jets, the Falcons, and then the Dolphins and the Jags, man. And being a Florida resident myself, that's not a great representation of Florida football, I promise you. But we got a couple mailbag questions from the UK. So our reach is growing a little bit. I saw Mikey before, but we got one from what's his name? Seb Bench, maybe short for Sebastian, but let's see what he got to say.
I'm Seb Bench, a UK Colts fan. We saw how effective the Colts' deep passing game was against the Texans this weekend. Given the Colts potentially might have their full strength offensive line back and the 49ers' weakness in their secondary, how effective can the Colts' deep passing game be against the 49ers this weekend, do you think? Thank you.
Good question.
Great question.
I think it would be very effective, man. We spoke about it going into this game. And this is one of the very few spreads you got wrong. You didn't have many wrong this week, but you had Texas covering because of the divisional matchup. But T.Y. being back, he took the top off the defense early. Michael Pittman is becoming a threat. Paris Campbell did get banged up, but he had a deep ball. So it can be effective as long as we can block up that front that the 49ers have. Bosa starting there. It can definitely be effective if we can get behind this defense. The Colts are going a little run here.
Still, no, they definitely can.
They can go on a little run here. Carson's playing well, and Carson adds that element to the offense that they didn't have last year with Phillip Rivers at quarterback and that deep ball. That was one of the reasons I was excited for him coming over. But what's your thoughts on that?
What you didn't mention was that run game. The young boy JT is toting that pill, and that just opens up the offense. When you're able to run the ball, it opens up the offense. Play action pass, got to get eight in the box. So that helps tremendously with the deep pass, you know, because even me playing that deep safety, and you played that deep safety position before, you know, two or three times that running back breaks that line and you got to tackle him. It's like, okay, I'm going to start creeping up so I can get closer to, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And those are kind of the mind
that,
things.
That little goes, yard makes all the difference in the world.
It makes a lot of difference. So, like, even, you know, get the safety to cheat up and, you know, play action. You respecting that. So I think that run game, they can continue to run the ball how they running the ball. I think that's going to help Carson Wentz in this offense out a lot. Obviously, you mentioned it, T.Y. coming back, playing well. So I definitely think they can do some good things on that offense, man. Like you said, Carson Wentz, these past three games, man, he's been playing well.
Yeah, he is, man. As long as he can stay healthy, we can keep him upright. And another thing that Seb mentioned was a lot of our first stringers, a lot of our starters on the O-line coming back. Which, you know, are very – some of the best players on our whole team are across that O-line. So if they can come back and, you know, start playing in unison again, a lot about that O-line is playing together, just like the secondary. Yeah. The more reps they get together, the better they can play. So the arrow's pointing up with our Colts, man. Let's hope they continue to stack these wins. Got another one from the UK.
Yeah, hi guys. How's it going again? It's Mikey from England. So, yeah, the Colts – got to win yesterday. They've only beaten the bad teams on the schedule. It's been a tough schedule. But with the performance on Monday against the Ravens, do you think they can sort of use that to sort of elevate him over, you know, next time they play one of the good teams, one of the better teams? Another question. I've got another 10 seconds. Max Crosby for the Raiders. Can he get to TJ Watt kind of levels of play? Let me know.
Max is playing. So I think he had another three sacks yesterday. Max on some shit this year.
Yeah.
TJ Watt, he's consistently done it year after year after year. And they just made him the highest paid defensive player in the league for that reason. I mean, it's hard to say that he can't with what he's doing now. It's just about can he sustain it. But Max is looking good. You want to take the other question?
What was the other question?
The first part, I was talking about basically the Colts have beat the bad teams.
Oh, the bad teams.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
I mean, you got to beat the team that you're supposed to beat. That's the first thing. You know, when you look at that schedule, as a player, you've done it where, like, you know, you're looking at it and say, okay, we got to beat them. We got to beat them. This is going to be a tough one. This is going to be a tough one. You know, Colts had a tough stretch. But again, no excuse, no explanation. But the bad teams, you have to win. We have to win those games. And tough games, you got to come to play. Got to come to play.
And they competed, man. They almost beat the Rams. You know, it should have beat the Ravens, I feel. But like you said, number one, you got to beat the teams you're supposed to beat. And then in those games, you come in 5-6 point underdogs, you got to find a way to scratch a claw and win those too, man. So definitely a possibility we can get hot here and run off four or five games. Speaking out loud with Renee and Borba, can y'all break down the Patriots TD after the Diggs pick six?
Man,
just a bad angle on the ball.
Horrible
safety.
Horrible. I've taken bad angles as well. And in that sense, I'm not sure if he was thinking I'm going for the hit or if I'm going for the pick.
Yeah.
And that's kind of what it looked like, where you kind of get cut, you get caught in between, where like it's like I'm gonna go for the pick. Oh, I might not get there in time, so I'm gonna go for the tackle, and it just kind of throws everything off. I honestly think if he would have just went for the pick and go attack your ball, I think he could have had a INT there. But I just think it was just a bad angle. And when you play that safety position, 75% of the time, 80% of the time, it's about angles.
Yeah.
When you're going to get the ball, it's about what type of departure angle you taking to go get that ball, and even on the tackles, just what type of angles do you have coming out of that post?
And you played 14 years back there, you know, and not even including what you played before. And that was a transition I made while in the league. And that was the toughest part of that transition. Players ask me all the time when they're thinking about it or they get moved to safety. Hey, man, what was the toughest part? I say the angles, bro. Like, it's how you come out and, like you said, the parch angles for a dig route, post, getting off the hash, trying to get over the top of the nine ball. Angles are, like you said, 80% of it coming out. And that was a bad angle. I feel like he was kind of caught in between, maybe even close his eyes. And I felt like that was some big balls too for Mac Jones. Pause. So after throwing the pick six, coming right back at him. That's the lead too. You throw a pick six, all right, man, you've been jumping shit all year. We're gonna come back at you with a double move and then throw a strike there for a 75-yard touchdown pass. I liked it. I like to see out of a young quarterback and out of a play caller too. So that's football though. That's football on that level, man. You go get some, you got to get got. You get your opportunities, take advantage. I think we hit most of these games at the game last night. It's closer than we expected. We both expected Pittsburgh to win and cover. Geno played, you know, he played decent, I felt like.
I did. Yeah, that's what I kind of discussed that when you was on your break. I thought he played well, you know, towards the end, you know, lost the ball with fumble with TJ Watt, sacked him. But I thought he played well. The run game for Seattle in the second half was tremendous. Mm-hmm. They was toting the rock, you know, kind of has the Steelers on their heels. But big time players made big time plays, man, and TJ Watt had three guys blocking him on that play. And still got to the quarterback, man. So,
boy, violent.
Yeah.
Violent coming for the Rock. This game, I'm not sure you spoke on this one. Chiefs football team. I think we both ended up picking the Chiefs winning and covering. But this was – you said in years past this would have been an easy one. And, this game kind of got shaky at the beginning. Mahomes probably had his worst play in his NFL career. He was tripping. I think the numbers coming out and people are saying, hey, has the league figured out Mahomes? What's your thoughts on, like, the Chiefs, Mahomes, this offense? What's going on with the team? What's your thoughts? They're 3-3, still won a ball game by a good margin. But the expectations are obviously through the roof here.
You know, and I think that's what it is, right? We the past, I would say, 2 years, we've seen Patrick Mahomes and company come out and put crazy numbers up. Week in, week out, right? Have the league caught up to them? They still have weapons. I think teams are playing them better. And if that's caught up to them, then yeah, but I think teams are playing them better. We all know it's a copycat league. When we see a team do something and have success with it, other teams are going to do that. I think we've kind of said it on this show before. Like, what would you do to attack this offense? So obviously, if you have four guys up front who can rush the passer and contain them, that's perfectly fine. And then go too deep. Don't let Tyreek Hill beat you over the top. And then all the underneath stuff, try to tackle it. And when you there to make plays, you got to make those plays. And I think the Washington football team at the beginning of the game they were doing that. You know, getting the interceptions and things of that nature. So I still think the offense obviously. With the firepower that they have, I still think they can come out. You know, they still got 11 games left this year. I think they still can do some good things. But right now, like you said, teams are playing them better than what they've done in the past.
Yeah, they're playing them better, man. And obviously with a weapon like Tyreek Hill, teams are coming in and saying, first and foremost, we can't let Tim kill us off the rip. We got to keep safeties back, maybe one on top of him, and make him kind of take the long, hard way down the field. And they're banking on Mahomes making a mistake. And then you got to balance something out. You got Hill down the field. You got Kelsey kind of intermediate. We take those guys away. Who else can beat us? Is it a third receiver that can be consistent? Is it a run game that we got to respect? And right now, I don't think they have either or. So until one of those things come into play, I think, that's when we'll see the Chiefs playing in more competitive games. And Mahomes for the last couple of years, for one reason or another, a lot of guys – a lot of defenders have been dropping these interceptions. And this is a conversation I've been having with my brother's like, hey, Mahomes throws, he'll throw some shit up there now.
He's got to catch
it. Yeah, but people don't take advantage of those. It's like 2-3 a game. And we always watch this as defenders, as DBs, like, hey, this quarterback. Like, I used to think, and going into every game, all right, this guy right here, he's going to give us 3 chances.
Yeah.
This guy, he's going to give us 4 or 5. It may be a guy like Peyton or Tom, we may get one.
One, you got to capitalize on that
and
one.
You got to capitalize. Yeah, but so Mahomes is one of those guys that come into the game, you're going to get 3, I feel like. So guys are just catching him. I feel like I don't know if it's been harped on more with defensive coaches or players, but guys are catching him. So I just think that's a big difference as well. So he's got to be a little more careful with the ball. But I think it's still early on, a lot of ball left.
Yeah,
it's still early on to say, you know, they're figured out. You know what I think?
And,
go ahead.
No, my fault. No, and to your point, I know it used to happen to us a lot in the meet rooms where if you had a guy like Patrick Mahomes where everybody was trying to just put him into the Hall of Fame right now, I know a lot of coaches will emphasize, like, look, like you just said, like, look, like this guy gives opportunities. Like, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Yes, he's a good quarterback, but he's giving guys opportunities. But guys aren't capitalizing on those.
Yep.
And coach really sit down there for like 5 to 10 minutes. And say, look, drop.
They'll show a clip.
They'll show a clip, and this will be on a Monday. Like, so look, guys. Like, he's not unstoppable out here. But we just have to capitalize on the opportunity and the chances that we get when he presents them to us. So, to your point, it's 100% right.
Got to. What else we got, man? So, way too early. MVP. I'm hearing the echo. Hold on. Dak Prescott, Josh Allen, Kyler Murray are the 3 favorites right now at +400.
How is Lamar Jackson that far down?
Lamar Jackson is down there at +1600. And by my accounts, I feel like he's having a season on par, at least to his unanimous MVP year. So that one kind of jumps out.
Who's your MVP right now, D-Buck?
Oh, shit. Right now, it would have to be either Brady or Kyler Murray. You know, Justin Herbert was in there. Obviously, he just coming off a stinker, so he drops. But it would have to be Brady or Kyler Murray right now. Kyler Murray leading the undefeated team. He's playing great football. And then Tom Brady is, you know, playing some of his best ball of his career. We know what type of career he's had. So I would put those 2 guys as my top 2. What about you?
I'm going the young guns, man. I'm going Kyler Murray, Lamar Jackson. Being like the most valuable player of the team, I feel as though if those 2 guys aren't on those teams, it's a completely different outlook for that mob. And I'm pretty sure we can say that. We can say that about a number of guys on this list. I don't get me wrong, but you know, with the young gunners, Kyler Murray and Lamar Jackson.
Lamar Jackson, though, by definition, most valuable. Yeah. It's not even close. So yeah, it's shocking that he's down there +1600. And then how the got Sam Darnold, he's only the last quarterback up there after Derek Carr at +8000, but so Lamar Jackson, and you said Kyler, and I got Kyler and Brady, but Lamar Jackson right up in there too, man. But
yeah, no question.
We shall see, man. A lot of ball left to be played. We got Monday. Throw your records up again one more time. Monday, Thursday, obviously we're live 11 to 12 Eastern time. Saturday afternoon, we throw our picks up for the week. These are the games that we agreed on. So week
it's not 5, too bad right there, D-Buck. You cheating off my
five. You know what I mean? The games where we cheated off each other's homework, we were undefeated. And then 8-2 against the spread. And on the season, we agreed we're 47-21 and then 34-23 against the spread. So we throw those up. Once again, before we get up out of here, I want to congratulate the WNBA champs. First time in Chicago, Candace Parker winning one at home. I don't know if this will be her, you know, last year. A lot of people thought she was washed. Not so fast.
Yeah.
Her and Kalia Copper, finals MVP. Incredible stuff, man. So appreciate y'all as always, man.
Yes, sir.
What time is it? We got a couple more minutes. Want to take a couple more questions?
Yeah, we take a couple more questions.
All right. Throw that up there. Hey, I ain't mad at you.
Hey, one more game, man. We're going to hit that 14 and on money line. DraftKings, FanDuel. Y'all come holler at your boy, man. Y'all get these people paid out here, man. You feel me? Sure.
That's a fact. I let my dog, man. Oh, man. Let me see what we got. We got any good ones? Yeah, Dak. I think that's a foreign goal conclusion. Dak for comeback player of the year. He in the MVP race. I mean, that's, he is balling.
No question.
It's Nakiba hating on Tom Brady again.
Yeah.
The fact that he's playing his best football now lets you know that y'all have been exaggerating about his past football. People been doing what he's doing. I'm going to assume she's talking about Brady there.
Yeah.
It's
a good question. Jason, what's up? What can a team do to slow down a guy like TJ Watt or Aaron Donald? Pray?
Pray, chip, double T. I saw a play Aaron Donald made, man. He swam a dude, went the back door, came back, made a TFL. I mean, that dude, they're different. Different. G.I. Joe, G.I. Joe 317, NFL Africa. When is it going to be big? You know, I think when the NFL makes a real investment there, you know, that's really what it's about, because the talent is for sure there. So when you get the investment, you know, some infrastructure over there, some teaching. I used to go to Jamaica every year, and the guy, they just don't watch it. It's not available to TV. They don't train for it. But if you put that investment there, just like NBA, what's going on in the NBA Africa, you see a lot of players come out of there and play some great basketball. So I think if the investment's there, the talent, the players, we had Daniel Odongo come over to the Colts for a few years, and he was fresh off the rugby field, no football experience at all. And, you know, tremendous talent. So I think once that money goes over there, from the NFL, it can definitely be big.
Yeah. Dude, they saying you got the news.
Yeah, it's not good.
Like a hint to Alge. So, not knowing how serious it is, I think they say it's a calf injury. So you going IR? What's that? 3 weeks.
Minimum 3 weeks. Yep. C-Mac, another player, another running back going back to IR. So he'll be back out 3 weeks. So it's going to be tough for that Panthers team. They ain't won a game yet without him.
Yeah.
They ain't won a game yet without him.
One thing about me, and as growth as a man, you got to look yourself in the mirror and be like, you know what? You was wrong. You know? So I'm out. Hey, don't be one of them I told you so guys, but that's not
I apologize way too soon to Sam.
Hey, I'm gonna give my guy a couple more weeks.
Give him one more week.
I might jump in that boat with you,
Who the Panthers got? Hey Siri, who did the Carolina Panthers play this week?
The Panthers battled the Giants on Sunday at
1
p.m.
He might get a win this week.
Might boost that confidence. But hey.
Whoa. That could be a potential trade. You know, with Hunt being out, Chubb being out, Marlon Mack to the Browns, Andrew Berrier, former front office member. So that could be in the pipeline.
It could be. Definitely could be.
I take that Apple sponsorship. All day. Siri being here listening anyway. I'd be across the damn house. Huh? Oh, what's up?
Man.
Oh, man. You got anything else before we get up out of here, man? Did you check out?
It's homecoming season. I'm going to keep putting it out there, man. We at Howard this weekend, man. To all my bison out there, we going to the Mecca, man. We coming home, baby. The Mecca.
Jackson State broke a record.
I love to see it.
TCU attendance in history, like 53,000, I believe, something like that.
I think it was like 55. They actually had more Saturday. They had a higher attendance Saturday than Mississippi State did on Saturday.
Wow! Didn't Mississippi State play Bama? That's big.
That's big. Hey, Deion, man, you doing your thing. Shout out to Coach Fleet, man. One of my old coaches. He out there on the coaching staff, Jackson State, man. Y'all doing it, man, for the culture, man, for the HBCU, man. Y'all keep doing y'all thing, man. I love it, man. I love to see it.
Saw Young Dolph in the locker room after the game.
I seen Young Dolph, man. And look, that little stuff right there, that's going to bring kids to campus, man. It's going to bring kids to campus. Slowly but surely, the landscape is going to start changing. And don't let some of the young guys at Jackson State get an opportunity, a real shot at the lead.
Mm-hmm.
The landscape is
going to really change. Reminder: we will be at that HBCU combine. We're going to be boots on the ground. We're going to let you know the real what we see out there.
And we're going to be talking. We're going to be right here on this show.
Y'all gonna see it. Y'all gonna have a behind the scenes view of what's going on. But loving what Prime is doing, man. Like you said, it's going to attract kids there. And it's also going to attract these Power Five programs. Try to pull Prime up out of there. So I'm hoping he's
staying firm, Prime.
Yeah, he continues to build because they're gonna come with that check. Florida State. I know they're gonna be knocking because they some shit.
Staying firm, Prime. We need you for a few more years, man.
Love it, man. I'm seeing them on the Aflac commercials. I love it, man. Keep doing your thing, Prime. Coach Prime.
Gotta get Prime on here, man.
Got to, man. He a busy man. Gotta try to get him on here, though.
Yeah.
But yeah, man, we out of here, man. Appreciate y'all. Y'all know what to do. Go tap in with with Pat and the boys. Y'all go in the backyard. Get yourself a 2-minute drill. Get in a huddle like Russ.
Boy. That boy get that. He's working on that acting career.
Hey, boy, I was weak.
You know where the cameras be on them. Boys be smart.
Shout out to Russ, man. Shout out to
Mr. For sure. Unlimited.
We out of here, man. See y'all on Thursday. Be gone.
Peace.